DW News.
I'm Eunice Wanjiro with the DW News. In Kenya, police have fired tear gas at groups of demonstrators in the capital, Nairobi, after they returned to the streets. There is a heavy deployment of security forces, including the military, and roads are blocked around key buildings in the city. Protests are continuing despite President William Ruto announcing he is not signing into law a finance bill that triggered an angry response. Clashes earlier this week killed 23 Kenyans and left dozens injured. The European Union and Ukraine have signed a security agreement. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky signed the deal with EU leaders at the start of a summit in Brussels. It's meant to assure support for Ukraine in the future as it continues its battle against Russia. It's also understood that Zelensky sees this summit as a formal start to talks about Ukraine joining the EU. DW's Brussels bureau chief, Alexandra von Namen, tells us how important the deal is for Ukraine.
It is very important for Kyiv to have this deal with the European Union. President Zelensky told us here that he is hoping that this agreement will advance peace and prosperity in Europe. And it comes with big action points, including the promise by the European Union to continue providing Ukraine with military and financial assistance, with the promise to prosecute Russian war crimes, to provide civilian help for Ukraine, to rebuild the country once the war is over. And all of that is coming with assurances that Ukraine is on the right path towards a membership in the European Union. And Zelensky told us here that this is what people in Ukraine, what soldiers on the battlefield want to hear.
And this news comes to you from DW, Germany's international broadcaster. Authorities in Bolivia have arrested the leaders of a suspected military coup. They are accused of ordering troops to storm the presidential palace in the capital, La Paz. Bolivia's president, Luis Arce, replaced the army leadership and called on Bolivians to defend their democracy, and the troops withdrew. U.S. presidential candidates Joe Biden and Donald Trump face off on Thursday in the first of two debates ahead of November's election. The two are aiming to use the 90-minute duel to win over crucial undecided voters. The U.S. is faced with bitter fights over immigration policy, abortion rights, the pain of inflation, and Trump's myriad of criminal cases, including his attempt to overturn Biden's win in the last election. And finally, at least 11 people have been killed in Nepal after monsoon rain triggered flooding and landslides. Lightning strikes killed another 9 people. The mud and water swept away houses and blocked roads. Experts say climate change and the construction of new roads has made the rainy season more dangerous than ever. And that's the latest. I'm Eunice Wanjiro.